Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store or Lowe's.com for more details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
The Burt Show.
Some of you are going to be getting into work here in a couple of minutes and you're going to be tired. Tired. Because there you were at the midnight showing of Twilight last night.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Twilight Eclipse. The saga continues. This is the threequel. That's what they're calling it. And it's expected to make about $150 million and opened in the most screens of any movie. So it's already breaking records. And everybody's sort of obsessed with Twilight right now.
Now, Jen has seen it already. And she's not like, you know, like a big old Twihead.
Twihard. I have not read the books, but I've seen all of the movies. And I think the third one is definitely the best. And they keep getting better and better.
And Melissa, are you totally into this or sort of passive?
You know what? I stand with my geek friends and my geek sisters, mainly the people in my life that read Twilight are girls. And I have not personally been a Twihard, but I'm certainly a vampire, you know, werewolf geek kind of person. So I certainly appreciate the fandom. That comes
and
with it.
And it is all age ranges. When I went to the movie the other night, I mean, we're talking teenagers all the way through to women in their golden years.
My wife Stacy's into it, man. She was really into it so much so that she was like talking about it every day that I thought, okay, I told you guys this. I'll give it a try. You know, I'm going on vacation. So I bought a Maxim magazine at the airport because I had my Twilight in my bag. And then I would put it, I'd stuff it in the Maxim and start reading Twilight. Because I didn't want dudes to see that I was reading Twilight. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't get into it. And again, I give books like 30 pages, and if I'm not totally into it, then I just move on to the next thing.
It's a teenage love story. I mean, you know.
Yeah, they definitely. Didn't you say the other day, like, that writer knew her audience?
She totally knew her audience. A teenage love story about, and this will lead into what we're going to talk about, but it's a teenage love story about, you know, a girl who is the bad boy, and she wants the bad boy, but she's going to save herself, and he doesn't want to, you know, tarnish her, you know, by doing anything too fast, but he's going to change for her, and da-da-da-da, you know, the whole teenage girl fantasy is right there in these books. It's just she happens to make the guy a vampire and then the good guy next door be a werewolf.
And she would die for him. She would change her whole life because she loves him so much. I mean, and then there's another guy who loves her so much that he's trying to win her over from the other guy.
And he's got a six pack.
It changes everything.
Most important.
Well, every industry or every movie has their fanatics, right? Mm-hmm. And these are the people that we want to focus on today, especially when it comes to Twilight, because it opened last night all around the country at midnight. And there are some now that are publicly saying, and you're the ones that we want to talk to, we can put you on the voice disguiser, that this movie and these books are ruining their marriage, ruining their relationships.
Yeah, it's called the Twilight Obsession, and basically it's taking over their lives and their marriages. There are some women so addicted to Twilight that they're getting divorced over it.
Come on.
All they want to do is go on fan sites and blogs and message boards rather than give their husbands attention. There's also quizzes out there. I've got a few questions because we can determine how much of a Twilight addict you are. They call them Twi moms that are going out and spending all this money on like crystal encrusted Twilight t-shirts and all this stuff. And so their husbands are mad at them because they're spending so much money on it. I mean, it's really, truly ruining relationships.
1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. If your relationship has been strained in any way over Twilight, we want to hear from you.
I want to know also from the women, is it a case that their marriage is falling apart because she's not taking care of her husband by being obsessed with going on the chat rooms or everything? Or is it that she has something to compare it to, that the women are taking the book so seriously?
Oh, come on, you can't do that.
Because Edward is so dedicated to Bella, and he is, mm-hmm. is so obsessed with her, and he's going to take care of her, and he's going to protect her. And all his being and in all his mind, all he thinks about is her and her life and how and her well-being. And I wonder if some women are reading this book and going, you know what? My husband doesn't do that for me. If my boyfriend doesn't do that for me.
He's never done that for me.
If you've been in a fight with your husband before and the words have come out of your mouth, why don't you treat me like Edward treats Bella? You seriously have a problem.
I guarantee that somebody has screamed that at somebody.
I don't know. This seems to me like no different than the fanatics that get into World of Warcraft, where
it's
you get so focused on it mm-hmm. that it becomes your world.
Becomes your reality.
That you just forget what's real and what's not, you know? Good morning, Burt Show.
Yes, I was calling about Twilight ruining my relationship.
Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Why?
Last night, I went to a theater that was playing all three movies. Mm-hmm. It had Twilight, then New Moon, and then Eclipse. Well, right before Eclipse started, my boyfriend started calling me, and he wanted his debit card back because I had to use it to get into the show.
Oh, no.
Well, by the time I got out of the show, it was about 2 o'clock in the morning, and when I finally got to his house last night, he was freaking out on me. I mean, he was ready to just let go of everything. He was throwing my stuff out the door and everything. It was crazy.
But I'm assuming he called you at 8 o'clock or whatever, thinking that you were going to a normal movie, and you said, I'm going to the movie, not realizing that you were going to some creeper marathon.
Well, he knew that I was going to be there for a while because I told him it was all three movies. But when he realized that I wouldn't be getting out until 2 o'clock, he totally flipped out on me.
So you watched all three movies back to back to back.
Yes.
Last night.
Awesome.
I can't sit in a theater chair that long. My ass would
That's
hurt.
A good yeah, idea. Pillow. For the Twihards, that's an awesome idea.
Good morning, Allie. You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, Burt. How are y'all?
Okay. Now, you have had the Twilight series somehow put a strain on your relationship.
Yeah. Actually, it's not so much a strain as it is. I met a guy who normally I would never have gone out with. He, was a cashier at a grocery store, and he was the cutest thing, but I never really would have gone out with him. And then when he asked me, I said no for, three or four times. And then I finally said, you know what, dude, I don't even know your name. And he said, hi, my name is Edward. Now I've been dating him for, 2 years. And
no.
Stop it.
Yeah, he's awesome. And, you know, we go to all the parties, and he's standing right beside me. You know, I have my own personal Edward.
That is so
awesome.
So
you That's even crazier, if you would believe this. My boyfriend's name's Edward. My daughter's name is... Now, let me tell you this now. This was in the works a long time before the movie. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My 6-year-old daughter is named Bella.
Bella.
My 16-year-old daughter is named Victoria. I have a son that's 21 named James. So we've got, names of all the people.
Now you need a little Jacob.
Yeah, my brother's son is Jacob. So we... It's kind of weird. The boyfriend's Edward, and
I've changed my last name to Cullen, and it's really
wow. Some of the questions on the quiz, if you're addicted to Twilight, say, have you ever manipulated or lied to obtain Twilight products? Do you regularly read what Twilight when you wake up or when you go to bed? Has your job or school performance ever suffered from the effects of your Twilight obsession? Have you ever lied about how much you read or watch Twilight?
You know what I love about this is the fact that people have been giving guys a hard time for being Star Wars and Star Trek and all the, obsessed. Yeah. And here we have women. It's a women geek
girl
thing.
Geeks.
But it's still, it's just as creepy. I look at somebody the same way that I would the guy who buys the Star Wars toys and doesn't take them out of the box because they're more valuable. This is my boxed up Chewbacca. I do not take him out because he is worth so much more if he's in the natural box.
Don't open the package.
Don't open the package. It's worth more.
Yes.
This is my child named Jacob and Edward and Victoria and Ramon or whoever the other character.
Check, please.
Yeah.
Hey, Laura, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
When I was pregnant with my first child, we were having a baby shower the day after the last book came out.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband sat in a corner through the entire baby shower and read it.
Whoa.
What's the lesser of two evils, really? The baby shower or the book?
Yeah.
I'm thinking that it's really no different than the folks that are way over the top about Farmville.
It's Bert at theburtshow.com.
Yeah, I'm saying the same thing. It's all about filling time, man. Like, you're becoming fanatical about things because there's just, what else is going on?
Well, you're replacing actual life and relationships with something that's a fantasy.
Here's what's going on. When you're doing Farmville,
it's more fulfilling.
And you're when you're fertilizing the tomatoes in Farmville, here's what's going on. You're not at Kroger buying real tomatoes.
The Bert Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie, pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.